As part of our Inquire Indiana project, we want to explore the past, present, and future of Bloomington with our new project called City Limits. Our first story comes from WFIU's Alex Eady, who takes a look at Monroe County's ongoing challenges with providing public transportation in rural areas.
Nancy Owen has a lot on her bucket list, but complications from her disability sometimes make even the smallest tasks seem monumental.
Some days I can't walk. Today's a good day. Some days I have trouble walking across the living room.
She deals with an autoimmune disease and has chronic pain after a major car accident years ago. She's now spent 2 years in her Eagle Point community home, and although she loves being just walking distance from Lake Monroe, it's hard for her to venture out with her limited mobility.
In fact, I went on to have 6 surgeries and procedures. So I've spent all my time here recovering from procedures and not enjoying all that Bloomington has.
She and many other seniors who live in the community face the same struggle, wanting to feel connected to amenities inside the city's limits, but not having access to resources like a well-connected transportation system. Bloomington's transportation system has 9 bus routes and over 500 stops throughout the city, but passengers can only go so far. This means for those outside the city's limits, it could be miles before they find a transit stop near them. Eagle Point is a community with 2,400 residents in 17 separate villages. Like Owen, these residents have to travel nearly 13 miles before they reach the city's outer limits, even though they have Bloomington addresses. And for those with disabilities or no access to a vehicle, that poses a problem. Lou May, the general manager of Bloomington Transit, says their route limitations were established nearly 40 years ago, and for the most part, are set in stone.
Bloomington Transit was established in 1982 by the City Council and by ordinance of City Council, and that ordinance specifies that the transit service boundaries are the city boundaries.
May says there could be room for expansion in the future, but creating that accessibility aligns more with the county's main transportation service, Rural Transit. The shuttle service offers express routes and door-to-door transportation to residents who live outside of the city's limits. Chris Myers is the CEO of the Area 10 Agency on Aging. She says Rural Transit works in collaboration with the city to transfer their riders to buses at Bloomington's downtown transit station.
From about 6:40 in the morning through 6 o'clock at night, we run a continuous loop into Bloomington Transit.
But Owen wonders how the service is working to improve so that folks like her can worry less about getting around in the years to come.
I would like to know what kind of transit is being coordinated for the future between Bloomington City and Rural Transit.
Meyer says funding is a challenge for the system because they operate using federal grant funding and ride fares. Although that funding is often scarce, they say Rural Transit is committed to hearing the needs of residents and wants to do more.
We are literally in the midst of a Monroe County Rural Transit Optimization Study. So we have transit experts in this area in rural public transportation who are doing an in-depth study of Monroe County transit services outside of the city limits, but then how do we intersect?
She says the study gauges where the community demand is and how they can better serve the needs of their riders. For county residents in need of transportation, that could mean added stops, special routes, and pickup points could be available in the near future. And that brings Owen peace of mind that work is being done to help her age in place. For WFIU News, I'm Alex Seedy.
Rural Transit is in the third phase of its optimization study, which includes reviewing the feedback collected from county residents. They expect to have the final results from the study in May. We want to answer the questions you have about the changing face of Bloomington. Go to indianapublicmedia.org/citylimits to ask your questions about the past, present, and future of the city of Bloomington.